halacha in the very first sif of Shulchan Aruch reminds us of the six constant mitzvos, the mitzvos tamidios, that apply all the time. And whenever a person thinks about these mitzvos and contemplates them, he's mekayim a mitzvah. Whenever you think about one of these important ideas, these are not only important because of the opportunity for a mitzvah, but in terms of orienting our hashkafa, these are very important items, and therefore certainly worthwhile to review them. So let's do that together. Constant mitzvah number one, emunah b'Hashem. What's included in emunah b'Hashem? So the Be'er Halacha says there are three distinct elements. Number one, that Hashem created the world and brings everything into existence. Number two, that Yitzias Mitzrayim. And number three, that Hashem gave us the Torah. Why are these three distinct elements all part of the same picture? So of course, the fact that Hashem created the world and everything that's in it at all times and keeps it going, so that's the very foundation, that's the basics. Hashem is the prime cause and the creator. Yitzias Mitzrayim, that emphasizes Hashem's role as the manik. Hashem didn't just create and walk away. Hashem is involved in the world and runs the world, directs the historical process. And finally, Kabbalas HaTorah, that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicates with human beings. That means that we have a conversation, or at least he talks to us and tells us what he expects of us. And that, of course, makes all the difference in terms of what we do with our life. So number one, emunah b'Hashem. A person thinks about these concepts, he's mekayem a mitzvah. Number two, not to believe in anything else. That's avodah zarah. Even to believe that there's any other force which has independent power in the world would be modeh b'avodah zarah. Number three, yichud Hashem. Shema Yisrael Hashem, Elokeinu Hashem, Echad. Not just that Hashem is the all-powerful, but perhaps there's different manifestations of Hashem. No, there's only one. Hashem is a complete unity. Number four, avas Hashem. Well, how does a person arrive at avas Hashem? So he says, through limud HaTorah. That a person really understands Torah deeply, both in terms of breadth and depth. A person gets more and more exposure to Torah, so a person has a greater and greater appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, what's amazing in this mitzvah is the way the Be'er Halacha defines what is a complete fulfillment of the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. He says, a proper fulfillment of the mitzvah of Avas Hashem means that you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than you love anything else. More than you're interested in wealth, more than you're interested in honor, more than you're even interested in family, is your Avas Hashem. In fact, the Rama writes in Hilchos Tefillah, Simin Sariches, that a person is not supposed to kiss his children in a shul in order to inculcate in himself the idea that there's Ein Ava Ke Avas HaMakom. There's no love like that level of Avas Hashem. So this is a very high level. The Mishnah Berurah, in fact, writes here that a person is supposed to be Koveya Machashavto Magamaso. Rather, person's, what are you thinking about? What's on your mind? What are your goals in life? They have to be oriented towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to have, that's what it means to really be in love. That's what it means to have Avas Hashem. A person who's Koveya Machashavto in something else, so that means it's not a proper fulfillment of this mitzvah of Avas Hashem. So this is something to really shoot for, to really strive for. When a person, you know, when you're not involved in anything, where does your mind go? What's on your mind? What are you thinking about? Thinking about baseball, thinking about money, thinking about all kinds of things, friends, or thinking about Torah, thinking a person's thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means to have Avas Hashem. Number five, Yiras Hashem. So I think this is a critical component of Avas Hashem. Yiras Hashem. It's kind of in vogue to just everyone should be happy and smiley and fluffy and everything's great all the time. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is basically just one big Rav Machlis in Shemayim, and everything's great. But the truth of the matter is, it's also Yiras Hashem. And that is, a person is supposed to have a sense of awe and trepidation. Fear, yes, fear. Not depression, Chas V'Shalom. That's a completely different thing. It has nothing to do with Yiras Hashem. But a certain sense of awe, fear, and respect, and trepidation. The Be'er Halacha writes, there's a specific circumstance in which Yiras Hashem is mechayv something. And that's when a person is b'shas nisayon. When a person faces an opportunity, a situation where he could do the wrong thing, then he has a chiyuv mitzad that mitzvah itself to do the right thing, but also mitzad yiras shamayim to go ahead and to defeat his yetzer hara. So the Gemara in Kedushin says a person refrains from doing an aveiro, he fulfills the mitzvah. So I think the pshat is he fulfills the mitzvah of yiras Hashem. If he refrains from doing the aveiro because it's not the right thing, so then he's mekayim yiras Hashem. I think it's an interesting thing. It could even be a little bit ironic. A person has the opportunity to do something wrong, even if it's only an issur d'rabbanan. And he says, no, I'm going to be misgaber, I'm going to do the right thing. So he's l'chora is mekayim b'foal, a mitzvah of Yiras Hashem, daraisa. That would be actually a kima mitzvah. And finally, number six, lo sasuru, acharei levavchem, acharei neichem. What does that mean? Acharei levavchem is apikorsus. That includes any hashkafa which is not in accordance with the Torah. And acharei neichem is znus. So the Be'er Halacha writes that znus really includes anything. Any taiva chasing. Taiva, he says, we can be involved in gashmius in a good way. A person sometimes needs to have yishuv adas, or a person needs to go ahead, certainly needs to be involved in eating and all kinds of other activities in order to be healthy, in order to live a normal life, and that would actually be a hechsher mitzvah. But a person who is involved in taiva chasing, just for taiva chasing purposes, so that would be a violation of los tasuru acharei nechem. So hopefully we will be able to live up to these guidelines, and that will go a long way to increasing our level of Kedusha. Have a wonderful day.